KFIM 640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to America Live AM Overnight. This is the CBC. The call in the Kingdom of Thy. Dial 1-800-520-1534-515-1353-5326. If you're west of the Rockies, dial 520-1534. If your wife's ass is as big as the Rockies, call 520-1534. If what you've got in your head amounts to nothing more than a pile of Rockies, 1-800-520-1534. It's the same goddamn number for wherever you are, east of the Rockies, west of the Rockies. If you're under the Rockies, call 1-800-520-1534. This is the Center for Disease Control. And now, America Live AM Overnight.
Thank you and welcome. We are talking with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, and it's just been an incredible night. And we're going to get back to our conversation with General Jameson in just a minute. But first, an exciting new product, the Ass Purse. Friends, you have heard me talking about the turd vaporizer and the pubic hair straightening comb. Now, something you cannot be without when eventual urban rioting breaks out. After Y2K and the urban rioting that will develop after the collapse of the banking system, you're going to want to have something to put your valuables in. But that's not enough. And I told my wife, Ramona, it won't be enough just to put it in that buckskin purse of yours. Because you happen to be a Native American, it's all very colorful, and I love you for that. But your Indian voodoo won't go here. What you need is the ass purse. Let me tell you about it. You can put this into a handy tubular-shaped purse, whether it be gold, whether it be stocks and bonds, whatever you find valuable. And you can shove that up your ass, and I don't care if you get mugged, if you get jumped, if someone tries to rob you of all your valuables, they're going to have to literally put their hand up your ass to get the new ass purse. They will never think to look up your ass. That's why the new ass purse is perfect for those of us who know that it is just moments away from eventual meltdown when the banking system, Y2K, and the entire civilized world as we know it goes to hell in a handbasket. You won't want to be caught without your ass purse. Now, a word of warning. You cannot use the turd vaporizer while you're using your ass purse because, obviously, you could vaporize your colon. Now, remember, the ass purse comes in three sizes, big, bigger, and huge. Don't delay. Call 520-1534-4. The ass purse from Peason Enterprises. General, Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, we are trying to get to, now, where we left off, General, was you were discussing a rocket to Mars.
Yes, right.
Fascinating.
Do you do a talk show or do you mostly do commercials?
Let me give that website address.
Oh, will you give the website a freaking rest already, for Christ's sake? This is a radio show.
I'm pointing to picture number 23 now here on the website. That's www.newyorkyankees.com. And we're talking about that rocket to Mars.
Yes. When I eventually left NASA and I had told them of my X-ray vision, which naturally frightened them, and I was declassified. I had been a high security classification. I went to my superior at NASA, told them that I had X-ray vision.
And naturally they mustered you out.
Naturally I got mustered out.
They just can't handle the truth, can they?
No, they can't. So I decided that I would build a rocket that would take me to Mars in 2 weeks. Now I had...
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yes.
Why do you think that that's possible?
Well, what's interesting is I was watching a Felix the Cat cartoon, and they had a rocket there that was built by the Master Cylinder with the assistance of the Colonel that could take them to Mars in 2 weeks because the Colonel lived on Mars, you see.
Mm-hmm. I'm following you.
And so I decided I could do that because I saw that on the Bullwinkle cartoon, too. So there are two independently corroborated sources.
I see.
Now, the wonderful thing about this rocket, and this, I want you to hear me, Art.
All right, here it comes.
That's right. I want your listeners to grab hold of something if they will.
I think they're probably all sitting down right now, but I think I know what you're going to say.
Would you shut the hell up and let me say what I'm going to...
All right, I think I know what's coming.
Would you shut up?
I think I know what's coming.
Shut up and let me say it.
Is this the giant rubber band?
God damn it, I wanted to say it. Why wouldn't you let me say it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, you can build a rocket ship to Mars with a giant rubber band.
God damn it! I wanted to say it!
Absolutely incredible. I'll tell you what I want to do, because we've had so much response on the website to this.
Will you give the website a rest already? Give it a rest!
We've had incredible response.
Give it a rest!
www.hotlips.com. That I'm going to hold the general over, and we're going to be back with more of this fascinating interview, which was pre-recorded last week.
What are you talking about? You're talking to me now!
Also, this rubber band is reusable, isn't that right?
Jesus, you suck ass! Will you just do your break?
This is the CDC.